Hi, my name is Kito. I live in Klokong with my aunt. I love adventures. I was born with HIV, but that doesn't slow me down.
My name is Podiso, but you can call me Auntie. I adopted my sister's child, Kizo, after she passed. But I love Kizo the same as my other children. We live together in Klokong, just outside Gaborone. We might even be your neighbors.
My name is Madly. I am a researcher. I also have superpowers to shrink things to microscopic size, including humans. I love the amazing things that science helps us discover, and I would love to see more young girls in Botswana become scientists just like me.
I am an outspoken lady and a true leader of my people, the Botswana. I might look like your average grandmother, but my walking stick contains special powers from my ancestors. With these powers, I can control the weather, direct animals, and do other amazing things.
I am the leader of the Genome Adventure Squad, no matter what Kosikhani tells you. I have amazing powers to go through walls and teleport with my scooter. And that's not all. I'm a mind reader too.
Just like my name, Maranyane, I love technology. Check out my body. Part of it is a machine and the other part is human. I am super smart and I love using the latest gadgets.
My name is Girl Cow, or XT for short. I'm proud Sandman. Some people call my people Bushman or Basar. I'm also a superhero with time traveling powers. My name literally means blade vision, because my sight is sharp as knife and I can even travel in the future.
So Kito, by the 1950s, scientists had discovered a lot about genetics, but they still hadn't cracked the secret code, the genetic code of life. Those dudes over there, Watson and Crick, had a hunch that the code was like a vine with leaf-shaped nucleotides.
Nucleo what?
Nucleotides. They're the building blocks of the genetic code and have four types of bases.
Why are those shapes labeled A, T, C, and G?
These are the four bases. They are called adenine A, thymine T, cytosine C, and guanine G. Watson and Crick used these models to see how the secret genetic code fit together.
Is that it? Is that the secret code? It looks like a twisted ladder.
That's called deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA for short. And its beautiful shape is called a double helix. Two strands of nucleotides twist around each other, and every base from the first strand pairs with one from the second strand.
A pairs with T and C pairs with G. Pretty cool, right?
It's so pretty. Hey, so who's that lady? And what is she holding?
That's my sister scientist, Rosaline Franklin. And she's holding an X-ray diffraction image of DNA that she took. If you look closely, you can make out the shape of the double helix.
So a lady discovered the shape of a DNA.
These photos were pivotal in the discovery of DNA. So I'll let you be the judge, Kizo. Now let's go back home.
But I still don't get it. X-T said that the secret genetic code is inside everyone. Does that mean that I have funny shaped ladder inside of me?
Let's find out, shall we? Superhero huddle.
We've got a plan.
What's the plan?
Kito, our adventure is far from over.
You are going to learn so much.
Okay, so what's the plan?
This is the moment you've been waiting for, young Kito.
But you still haven't told me the plan. What's the plan?
It's time to see what goes on in a real human body.
to see the genetic code with your own eyes.
Wait, you don't mean...
That's right.
We are going to send you into your baby cousin Tumo's bloodstream.
Time to shrink down a size or two, Gizo.
Shrink? Whoa, wait a second.
You can't very well see the genetic code looking like this, can you?
Well, no.
And you want to see the code, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Of course he does. Trust me, it's perfectly safe. We'll walk you through every step of the way. Here, take this. We'll be able to communicate using this. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me?
Yeah, and see you. Okay, let's do this.
Hold on tight. Gizo, can you hear us?
Guys, where am I?
According to my GPS, it looks like you are in a blood vessel.
Whoa. It's like rush hour traffic in here.
Blood cells travel rapidly from one part of the body to the other to perform their specific functions.
Want to explore one of them?
What about that one? That one looks so cool.
That's a lymphocyte, a type of white blood cell. Good choice.
Whoa. Guys, are you seeing this? Guys, hello? Huh? I wonder what's wrong.
Are you Kito? I've got a letter for you.
For me?
Dear Kito, welcome to Cell Town. As you can see, it's quite a busy place. You are currently in the cytoplasm of the cell, and each building is an organelle. Every organelle has a unique function to keep the cell running smoothly. Unfortunately, you are going to have to explore the rest on your own for now. The cell membrane is interfering with our transmission signal, so we can't reach you on the watch. Don't worry, we are working on a stronger signal. For now, use what you have learned to find a way out of there. We'll keep trying to get in touch. Good luck.
I've got to find a way out of here, but I don't even know where to begin.
Don't worry, kid. All you have to do is get a ticket. You see those ribosomes over there? You can find a ticket there.
Thanks, Mr. Mailman. Aha, my ticket. Now how am I supposed to get out of here?
You just have to punch in the right code.
Do you know the code for the exit ticket?
Nope, but you can find out what it is.
Where do I do that?
At the library, of course.
The library?
Yep. The House of Knowledge, the Big Brain, the Command Central, otherwise known as the Nucleus. It's full of important information and wonderful stories. In fact, it's probably the most important building in all of Cell Town.
Wow, I should go to the library more often. Thanks.
Good luck. I've got to get back to work now.
May I help you?
I'm looking for the code for an exit ticket. Wow.
Shh! I'm trying to read.
Oh, sorry. Hey, have you ever noticed that all these bookshelves look like DNA?
Of course they do, silly. The nucleus houses your DNA. All that DNA is collectively called genome. You are new here, huh?
Yeah. Oh man, why am I ever going to find the code for gene 2.67?
It's easier than you think. There are thousands of genes in the nucleus. True, but each strand is organized into 46 staircases, 23 from each parent, called chromosomes. See if you can find staircase 2 and follow the numbers to gene 2.67.
There it is.
Good. Now find the book for gene 2.67.
Wow, that was easy.
Good observation.
So, all I have to do is bring this book back to the ribosomes, enter the code and claim my ticket home. Thanks so much.
Excuse me, you can't take books out of the library.
But I need this code to get home.
You may make copies over there.
Wait, where are all the user notices? Is the machine broken? Or just my luck?
When you make copies here, all of the T's are replaced with U's. U stands for Uracil, and it's much better messenger than Thermine.
Wow. Thank you, ma'am.
Kito, I repeat. If you can hear us, please indicate that you're okay.
Relax, guys. I'm fine. You wouldn't believe the adventure. Check this out.
You've just discovered the process of transcription. Well done.
It was easy. I just made copies of the DNA code.
And those copies are called RNA.
Now all I have to do is take this code to the ribosome.
Exactly. By entering the RNA code you transcribed, the ribosome will complete the process of translation and produce the protein of your choice. The ticket you will need to leave the cell.
Way to go, Kito.
I'll actually be kind of sad to leave this place. It's really cool. Especially the library. Nucleus.
You should check out your local library when you get back home.
Wait. This isn't my ticket home. What happened?
Oh no. You may have created a mutated RNA code when you were photocopying.
You probably have a page missing. You'll need to go back to the library to find it.
Is this yours?
Thank you, ma'am. You are a...
lifesaver? I know.
Congratulations, Kito. You have done it. Head over to the transport vehicle station. The folks over there will help you get home.
Kito, you've got your ticket. Here's your ride.
You made it, Kito. You should be proud of yourself. Are you ready to leave the human body and come home?
I've had a blast, but I think I'm done with adventures for now. Whoa! That's a weird-looking cell. Looks like a banana.
Uh-oh! Watch out! This is bad. Very bad.